This is Anderson Penn's podcast, episode 260 for Wednesday, January 24th, 2018. This is Brian.
This is Lisa.
Thanks for joining us.
You missed it. I was just giving somebody the look.
Hey, Lisa.
Oh, God.
What?
What, Brian?
What do you call a snobbish criminal going down the stairs?
I don't call him anything. I call the police. What do you call him?
A condescending con descending.
So you're going to let me know when these are funny, right?
I'll let you know.
Okay.
I like that one. Oh, a condescending con.
You like descending. Everyone.
They're great. They're great.
You know, it still kills me that so many people are sending you jokes.
Keep sending them.
Unfortunately, some of them we can't say on the air. He's in giggles all the time. So that's fine. Keep them coming. Keeps him occupied.
keeps me out of trouble. We'll get some new exciting stuff to talk about this week.
We
great,
do.
Great, great stuff.
Ready? Bam! Look at that color.
Visconti pancakes.
I really silk. Love this. Silk and leather.
Silk and leather.
Who doesn't like silk and leather? That's just sexy.
Nice colors, too. I really like these.
I've always loved the style.
Yeah, and it's the same style as the regular. I have no idea. Same style as the regular leather cases. But just with silk front and back, and then we've got some writing on there, which is awesome.
I know. I wish my handwriting looked like that.
Yeah.
In my spare time, I need to practice.
But they come in a blue. They come in gray.
The blue.
And they come in this bronze, which is pretty sweet.
You know, I could upgrade.
Which actually matches my shirt.
2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12.
You could upgrade.
I could upgrade what I have. It's still thin. I have a 12 pen leather folio that I've had for years. Actually, has a couple ink stains. I should upgrade. But I like it because it's thin, just like this one. So it doesn't take up a lot of bulk, like in your new messenger bag we're going to talk about later.
We're going to talk about a messenger bag?
We went shopping.
I know. but nice. These are nice. I like how the top just folds down. You can put your pen in, you can see your pens. There's a divider in between, and they're not gonna bump against each other. You can put oversized pens in here.
Yes, which is nice.
Homo sapiens, 149s, King of Pens, Platinum Izumos, and they'll fit in there just fine. They won't bump against each other.
And so we've got the blue, the brown, and the stone.
The bronze, and then the gray. Yeah, it's
beautiful. Nicely
but
done.
Nice felt lining inside.
Yeah, why do I not have
And it has a, you know, and the silk gives it a nice little bit of texture on it. You know, it's got the nice Visconti logo.
I need more pens. Oh God, I sound like you.
My plan is working. Anyway, so those come in the three colors, 1, 2, 3, 6, and 12. And my understanding is that these are sort of a limited release. When they're gone kind of thing.
Because they're bringing the leather back?
The leather, the chain suppliers for Visconti, so.
Justin Timberlake song, I'm bringing leather back. No. Go on.
So, anyway, nice cases. Those are in stock. And
I love how they feel.
We're going to be short a blue one, apparently.
Apparently.
So,
what else you got? Also in Leuchtturm 1917 bullet journals are now available in the Nordic blue, which is the most popular color.
By far.
I have a Some Lines a Day in Nordic blue, which I love. It's almost exactly the color of our walls.
Our walls in the store.
In the store mm-hmm. and in our office. Maybe they copied
us. You don't need another... I do not.
I just took a Mont Blanc journal, and I'm actually using it.
You are.
I know, isn't
Reasons that? Brian should get another pen.
It'd be blank.
Well, that explains all the blank journals you have.
There you go. So it's really great to have these back in stock. I love that Nordic blue in the new color. Yep. So cool. What else?
Ink. Robert Oster.
African Gold. Awesome color.
I gotta say that's a decent looking gold.
Not too mustard, not too yellow. It reminds me of the mythical Grail.
Here we go.
Schaefer King's Gold.
Yes. Yeah.
That everybody wants, and then everybody thinks it's supposed to be metallic, but it's actually not.
I think we have a bottle of it over there.
Over yonder?
Over yonder.
All right. Super pretty color. You know, yellow is always questionable whether or not it's going to fly out. You really have to want yellow, but this is dark enough that it's visible. I like it.
Does it have, let me see that. That's decent. It's almost got.
It's got what?
Like, almost like it has a little sheen to it, like a gold sheen on gold. I mean, it reflects.
Yeah, it's cool.
Which is,
he does beautiful weird, colors, and I'm not going to tell him to slow down because he doesn't listen. So, what else?
Retro 51.
Love
this is
retro.
Awesome. So,
which one do you want?
Okay, so a new series, Speakeasy, Tornado.
Yes.
Rollerballs come in. Actually, they're not here yet, but they're coming. Cheers, which is the beer.
Yes.
Red wine and absinthe.
Yes.
And the Cheers has, the top of it is the cap of a beer bottle. And the red wine has a cork.
Super creative.
Cute.
They
totally
are so cute. Amazing. And the absinthe has a green demon on the top, right?
Yep.
Very cool.
So.
It just blows my mind. We say this every time they come out with something new, but just how creative and how innovative and how consistent they are with their designs and constantly refreshing the line, bringing something in. And every time, it's just really cool. I can't think of anything that I haven't liked or wanted. I think I need a red wine.
Red wine is cute. That cork, I think the red wine is going to be the most popular just because of the cork.
Beer.
The beer is cool, but the cork is just...
Kim's husband already wants one.
I bet you. My prediction is red wine first, cheers, the beer, and then absinthe. The absinthe is cool, but that
it's
cork,
a pretty
the
green.
Cork is cool. So
yeah.
It looks like a bottle, and you know. But anyway, Retro 51 Speakeasy. Those are coming soon.
This week.
This week. So very, very, very cool. Very cool.
Awesome.
More paper.
You know, Chris has the best job. He gets to play with all this
stuff.
He does.
He does. I hope he watches this.
The Midori Cotton, the MD Cotton. We got it in. We talked about it last week. It has been, I know we always say surprisingly popular, but I'm sort of not surprised because everything by Midori does well. Fantastic stuff. Check out the Mr. Paper review. And while you're at it, subscribe to the YouTube channel so you never miss Mr. Paper.
I personally do enjoy Mr. Paper because I'm not as much into paper as everybody else, but I do enjoy Chris's reviews.
And the hot stuff, and then you have
stuff,
noobs and all the other stuff on our YouTube channel.
This comes in what, A5 and B6?
Yes.
So
which one is which? I should know this.
Well,
we should watch the Mr. Paper.
I know this one. I know this one.
Do you? How?
I do. Because
you know the numbers?
No, I don't know the numbers. I don't know that it's 15137 dash.
B is smaller.
106. Well, that, and if you look at yours on the cover, it says A5.
Does yours?
No, it doesn't say it.
Oh,
I don't know.
Stupid.
I don't know why they don't put that on there. That would really
just
help me out.
Just to mess with us.
Yes.
Somebody woke up one morning and said, "How can we confuse the Andersons?
Yes. How can
we're
we...
not going to label things." Okay. All right. So this is A5.
and B6. And this is actually nice inner pocket size. It's a little bit wider than like the Hobonichi, but you can
just feel that.
It's great. White paper.
Yeah,
love it.
Beautiful.
I love the Japanese paper.
Yeah.
I mean,
awesome.
The Japanese make any product that's not great? In the stationery business,
no.
Everything they
Even
make is awesome.
Cars?
Even cars, yes.
We like cars.
We do like
cars. All right.
So anyway, that's great stuff. You want to talk about back to basics?
You know, this is kind of like a what's in your pocket, except I never have a pocket, but I actually have a pen this time. Dun, dun.
You do.
I'm very excited.
You do, and I picked that out for you.
I know you picked
it out.
I picked it up.
I picked it up, I guess, for you.
I know.
Platinum.
You inked it up for me.
I did. Platinum 3776, we're going to talk about this week. Nib Noobs have talked about it.
I'm not a pink person. But this is really a cool color.
You're a rose gold person.
I am a rose gold person. My phone is rose gold. My mouse for my laptop is rose gold.
Your laptop case is rose
gold. My laptop sleeve is rose gold.
Stapler. You have a stapler that's rose gold.
Well, now that's just a little much. But yeah, I have a stapler that's rose gold. My best friend Michelle sent me a bracelet that says love that's rose gold. So, yeah, I like rose gold. You know, we don't talk about platinum as much. And I'm not sure why. I love the barrel. I didn't realize when we got them in. I mean, they came in, they came out, they came in again. And we're not down in the store as much as we used to be. I didn't realize the texture. It's really cool.
Yeah, the niece is nice. I like the texture.
The niece is nice.
Yeah, I know. See? Now that's funny. She thinks that's funny. Anyway.
I'm laughing.
You're laughing, yes. Kind of a matte finish, faceted.
Like micro facets.
But 3776 comes in other different flavors other than the Nice, which is plain with, transparent with rhodium, transparent with rose gold. We've got the Lilas, we've got the Lavande, which is purple. So there are a lot of options in this particular Nice body style, faceted body style. But then you have the other 3776s.
Yes.
Red, blue, black, essentially. Gold trim and blue and black in rhodium trim. But this is a stupid thing, but you know what I like, I think, the most about this pen, which what's most aesthetically pleasing for me about the 3776?
Is you can get a converter in either gold or silver.
Well, that is a good point, because I'm very particular about that. But I like the feet. I like the design of the feet. It's very sleek. It reminds me very much of feeds from the 1920s and 1930s. That are very,
who looks at the
very
feet?
Slender. Nobody looks at, I'm the only one that looks at the feet, apparently. But they're very slender, and it comes in, and it's just, you know.
It's got a swoop.
You know, in the 30s, Schaefer came out with a full comb feet, you know, late 30s. And, you know, and it's big, it's bulky. But this is just, yeah, this is beautiful. Nib is great. It's nice and simple.
One of the first modern pens I ever had, and this is 20 years ago, was one of the Platinums in the Screen Macchier.
The Classic Macchier.
I don't even think they make it anymore. The Autumn Leaf?
They make it, yep, okay. Absolutely.
I still have that.
And you have the Moon and Rabbit.
I do. I might have another one too.
She might.
So anyway, back to basics. It's a good size. I like a smaller pen. I love my Sailor Pro Gear Slims. Mm-hmm. This is a hair longer, I think.
Yeah,
but it's still a good length, it's a good girth. It's not too big, but it's certainly not skinny.
It's sort of in between a 1911 standard and a 1911 large. And that's, you know, Platinum makes one size, essentially. They don't make a small version, a large version. Even their President, which is the next step up, isn't all that much bigger than this.
How big is the Izumo?
Izumo's big, yeah. Izumo's, a big pen. But, you know, the nib is great. The nib writes just like any other Japanese nib. It's fantastic. You know, extra points for a heart breather hole. Everybody loves that.
Yeah, that's cool.
There's not a lot of excess decoration on the nib, which is nice.
You don't need it.
You don't need it on this pen. The pens are fairly simple, fairly zen. And yes, you can get a matching gold converter for your gold trim.
I like that.
Gold trim pen. So I like these. In fact, when we're done here, I'm going to go downstairs and I'm going to grab a Platinum myself. And we'll talk about that pen next week. So.
All right. What else?
We had a little R&R this last weekend.
You know, I don't think I opened my laptop.
I didn't either.
Oh, my God. So this is getting to be a habit.
It's a nice habit. Special thanks to Dave for running the store on Saturday.
Thank you.
We went down to Chicago.
Back to the Art Institute.
We're Art Institute members. And it's interesting because the first time you go, if you haven't ever been there, you spend all day and you try to rush through everything. And then you realize, well, you can become, you know, if you're close enough, and we're 3.5 hours, three on a good day, you can go and you can go for a day, and it's open 7 days a week, and you can go for an hour and you can see what you want to see and you can spend the time. And then you can come back again.
Yep.
And that's what we've been doing. The first time we were there for, I don't know, 5-6 hours.
My feet were killing me.
And now we go and we spend an hour, 2 hours.
We go and look at whatever the newest exhibit is, or what we walked through. Like, we didn't spend much time on the Greek and Roman statues last time because we were trying to get to the member lounge at the end of our last trip.
Which is kind of hard to find, actually.
That's not a bad thing.
It's tucked away in the, kind of in the basement.
Right. So we took a little more time looking at naked men statues. A lot of really interesting statues.
Great stuff. Really,
mosaics,
really great stuff.
Beautiful things. But, you know, since I taught art history, it's just really cool for me to go. I can actually see some of the paintings that I have taught or see some of the pieces that we looked at. I keep waiting for some of the stuff I wrote my thesis about to show up. That would be cool. I may just cry again.
Well, and they also, we had been down a couple weeks, about 3 weeks ago, and they even mixed up. They have, so we in the Japanese exhibit, they have all the prints. Mm-hmm. And they even mixed those up from 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
I'm still waiting to see the wave, but it's, you know, they have all sorts of other hokusai and other prints. But it's cool. You can go and you can kind of, we just kind of peeked our head and we're like, oh, I don't remember these from last time.
Right. So we went and looked at that. But you don't have to do the entire thing every time. So it's been really very relaxing for us to go.
It is. It's nice and quiet. And you can go down and grab a nice, you know, it's decent coffee too.
Yeah.
That place was packed.
And then we go to Miller's Pub, which is our favorite place to eat. That is not super quiet.
No, it's not super quiet.
It's a little
quiet,
noisy.
If you haven't been to Miller's Pub, that's...
Look at my Instagram. There's a picture of my salad. It's huge. I can never finish it.
Yep.
You do the sausage, peppers, and onions often, and that's super yummy.
Yeah, well, everything there is, pretty much everything is great.
Yes.
It's good stuff, so.
We always seem to go on a Saturday when it's the busiest, but...
Well, that's when we can go.
That's okay. And they give you the little buzzers to wait. They look like tasers. It's kind of cool.
She keeps going. Just kidding. So anyway, that's what we did over the weekend, and that was kind of fun.
That was nice. That was nice. What else?
Pen shows. So
speaking of travel,
this is coming up quick.
No.
February 15th through the 18th, the big LA pen show.
Can't wait.
And it's going to be fun. It's going to be interesting this year because the hotel has been completely renovated. And I've been talking with our Jason, our friend Jason, and he says where the ballroom was is now where the
dining room was. The restaurant was downstairs.
I thought he said where the ballroom was is where the registration desk is.
Yes.
Yes.
And
so you don't go to the right anymore. You walk in and you go to the left or something.
Is now downstairs where the restaurant used to be.
Oh, it's downstairs.
Yes.
How the heck are we going to get stuff downstairs?
There's an elevator.
LA's going to be fun.
So shout out to Chris and the team at the LA Pen Show. We're excited. And you know what we get to do? On the drive, we get to Denver. Where do we go?
Oh, we go to
Lucy's. In Sedgwick, Colorado.
Obviously, this is not scripted. It's somebody's name, and there are buffaloes.
Yep. So Sedgwick, Colorado, we always stop at Lucy's. Although this year we can't get the big cinnamon roll to go. So
We could.
That'd be tragic.
Because we're not going to stand on a scale for 10 days.
But. No, that's true. So we could.
Anyway, that's coming up fast. Biggest pen show on the West Coast. And if you're thinking about going to a show, you should go.
Is Jason working our table?
He is.
Excellent.
Thursday through Saturday is Trader Days, so the ticket price is a little bit higher. In my opinion, it's totally worth it.
I think it's
$50 or $60. It's totally worth it.
Sunday's crazy.
Sunday's
absolutely
nuts.
Crazy.
You're going to be standing in line out the door or through the lobby or wherever it is. Very busy. If you can afford it, I definitely recommend coming on Friday or Saturday. Take the day off of work.
It's still busy. It's just not crazy.
It's not crazy because Sunday it's like $10 to get in and not $50.
But you're going to wait in line to actually get into the ballroom, and then you are going to wait at pretty much every table. There are people everywhere. You're bumping into people. Ladies, do not bring big purses. Gentlemen, do not bring a big overstuffed backpack. You will be knocking people over.
Yeah. So with that, we should mention, of course, Pencho pickup is available. If there's a particular ink you have to have, I highly recommend, and you know you want
X.
Yamadori, Konpeki, Platinum,
Gold.
Carbon, Black, whatever.
Yes.
Order in advance, Pencho pickup. Of course, there's no shipping charge. We'll have it waiting for you at the table. It does not count toward your Pencho purchase.
Since you already spent the money, this is not part of that budget. So it's immediate gratification. You're walking around with a bag as if you've already spent money, but you still have your whole budget left for the weekend.
I guarantee, and it works, because I order something for myself, and then I get to the show, and then I just go, oh, wow, I wanted that. And then I put it in my pocket, and Lisa says,
that doesn't count
because you ordered it in advance.
It does count for you.
Apparently.
The other thing we recommend is it the 805 beer that you really like?
Yeah, I believe that's what it is, the 805, yeah.
The 20-ounce 805.
It's a big one, yeah. You get it in the, they have happy hour? I can't remember. We're never there for it, but.
This will be our first LA without Eddie G.
Without Eddie G getting us an 805 delivered to the table.
He always comes at like 3 o'clock and says, hey, Bri, you ready for your beer?
He wants me to leave. And a couple times I've been like, yeah. Once he's like, well, I'll bring it to you. And then he brought it to me and that was cool. Which does bring up another thing. We will have the Ed Gonzalez collection, what didn't sell in Philly. We'll have with us, probably only have it out on the bag lots of Thursday, Friday, Saturday. We'll have out some of the individual pens. We will have out in the case. We'll have that out all weekend. Again, proceeds go to his daughter, who is going to med school. So we will have
grad school, med school.
Difficult. but it's all difficult. But we'll have that. And actually what we're going to do is we're going to consolidate some of the bags. So
it'll be new.
They'll be a little more plump, and they were all already pretty good. I was surprised at what was left. There were some really good pens. There were some really good pens that were left in the bags. And I couldn't believe it. So, we're going to consolidate them down a little bit, make them a little more tempting, a little more interesting. And then of course we do have some really great, very lightly used. Ed was very good with his pens. Very good. Many of his pens had AP nibs in them. He was definitely a broad and stub kind of guy. There are no extra fines, I guarantee you. But a lot of these pens you can easily buy nibs for. So, mm-hmm.
They have nibs.
They have nibs. Yeah, but if you're an extra fine guy, you can buy an Edison Collier or a Visconti Rembrandt. I mean, all sorts of stuff. Yep. So, but we're gonna have some good pens there. That's in LA coming up. We'll talk more about that as we get there.
Exactly.
So, QOW.
Kim gave me the question of the week.
Okay.
Dun, ta-da! I love that. All right. Apparently somebody wrote in recently, for the Twisby Diamond 580, do the replacement nibs fit both the clear and the AL?
You betcha.
Look, this question comes from YouTube in response to the Nib Noobs Twisby Diamond 580 video.
Yes, absolutely. Yep. You can fit the same nibs fit in. They come with the section, so you just take the section off.
Right.
Put it back in. You're good to go.
So if you've got the 580 AL in rose or in blue or in green, the same nib that you have in your regular 580 clear will fit.
Or if you buy a separate nib, you just take the section off and you can replace it. So, very easy. Good question.
Even I can do that.
You can do that, absolutely. And the nice thing, especially if you've got the AL, you can really tighten those things down.
Yep.
Nice. So what else we got? Anything else?
I think that's it.
You're going to go play with your platinum. I'm going to go downstairs and get a platinum.
How many of those blue cases in the big size do we have? Because that's really...
We got one less, apparently. So
we'll see.
So I'm getting grief for going down to pick a platinum, but she's going to grab a 12-pin case.
Right?
That's look number one. So I think that's it for this week. Thanks so much for joining us. Tune in next week for more talk about pens, ink, and paper.
And we'll see what pen you picked.
Yes, yeah, we'll see what pen I pick next week.
Follow the blog for news, interviews, and all sorts of other cool stuff. And don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel. We still have Inkspiration and now Learning Letters with Aziza.
Great.
So that's pretty cool.
Awesome.
There we go.
So have a great day.
Bye.